Those spider mites would wreak havoc on almond orchards, particularly back 30 years ago, but that six-spotted thrip, the big main predator, is taking its toll on them. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor, Kern County, specializing in entomology.
To see an orchard that's, you know, a third, half, three-quarters defoliated from mites, you just don't see that anymore. It does not happen, you know, unless a grower has to do something to control stink bugs that maybe kills the biological control. Unfortunately, sometimes that has to be done. But generally speaking, you know, in the old days, you could just drive up and down any road in the South Valley in the middle of August and see trees that were brown losing their leaves.
And I've definitely seen it over 30 years as an ag journalist.
Nowadays, to see that, extremely, extremely, extremely rare. Mites are just under incredible biological control. And again, because of shifts the growers have made in how they control San Jose scale, how they control peach twig borer, how they control the mites, how they control navel orangeworm, how they control ants. All of those changes combined are now creating a very sustainable environment where biological control is just thriving. It's great to see the transition that the industry's made.
That's David Haviland, a UCANR farm advisor, Kern County. For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.